Thence we sailed on with aching hearts, and came to the land of the Cyclops, a rude and lawless folk, who, trusting to the immortal gods, plant with their hands no plant, nor ever plough. But all things spring unsown and without ploughing, wheat, barley, and grapes with wine in their heavy clusters, for rain from Zeus makes the grape grow. Among this people no assemblies meet. They have no stable laws. They live on the tops of lofty hills in hollow caves. Each gives the law to his own wife and children, and cares for no one else. Now, a rough island stretches along outside the harbor, not close to the Cyclops' coast, nor yet far out, covered with trees. On it, innumerable wild goats breed. No tread of man disturbs them. None comes here to follow hounds, to toil through woods and climb the crests of hills. The island is not held for flocks or tillage, but all unsown, untilled, it evermore is bare of men and feeds the bleating goats. Among the Cyclops are no red-cheeked chips, nor are there shipwrights who might build the well-benched ships to do them service, sailing to foreign towns, as men are wont to cross the sea in ships to one another. With ships they might have worked the well-placed island, for it is not at all a worthless spot, but would bear all things duly. For here are meadows on the banks of the gray sea, moist with soft soil. Here vines could never die. Here is smooth ploughing land, a very heavy crop, and always well in season might be reaped, for the undersoil is rich. Here is a quiet harbor, never needing moorings, throwing out anchor stones or fastening cables, but merely to run in and wait a while till sailor hearts are ready and the winds are blowing. Just at the harbor's head, a spring of sparkling water flows from beneath a cave. Around it poplars grow. Here we sailed in, some god our guide, through murky night. There was no light to see, for round the ships was a dense fog. No moon looked out from heaven. It was shut in with clouds, so no one saw the island. And the long waves rolling on the shore we did not see until we beached our well-benched ships. After the ships were beached, we lowered all our sails, and forth we went ourselves upon the shore, where, falling fast asleep, we awaited sacred dawn.